Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Houston is all systems go.
We love our Astros in Houston. And all across the Lone Star State, we're Texas proud, and we shout it loud.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zerline.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance along with Dell, brought to you by Sean Daspit this segment because Roger Clemens is joining us to break down what he saw yesterday. First, though, Roger, before we start, I just want you to know, I know we were talking about it, about you setting up golf for us this week in Dallas, but I'm not going to be able to go up there, just so you know. So I know you wanted those pros up there, wanted me to join you, but I don't think I'm going to be able to.
Just you get to see that baseball card that someone dug up on Granada? Did you see that on Twitter, Roger?
You know what? I had it all set up for him to mow a couple greens and then be able to hit it, you know, get some shag balls out there, and then they're going to let him play 9 holes.
That good. That's probably how the only way I would have been able to get up. Are you going up there? Are you going up to Dallas?
I'm not. I'm going. I've got two things going on, but I'm going to be pretty close and watching it.
Oh, yeah. We'll be watching. There's no question. We've got to watch it. And a little disappointing, but you know what? We've seen this before. Lost the first two to the Nationals in the World Series, and then came back and won the next three. Raj, there's no question. This team is better. It's just better on the road. This is unbelievable how they play at home. It's just there's no explanation.
Yeah, it's tough, man. You just don't have an answer for it. But I mean, you got to come out. You can't have the first four guys reach and the first four guys score. I mean, it was like you're just watching it and just kind of holding your breath to see what's going on. The fielding error, the swinging bunt, you know, that went down, and you're just trying to, you know, get him through that first inning, man, would just will him right through it. And I was looking for ground balls early, and they kind of went the other way and just took what he had to, you know, was giving them. And then a couple guys got on flat cutters. The home run was kind of like a, you know, he was trying to get the ball down. And then I think what he hit Garcia on the foot, and then Helms homer was a lazy cutter. So I mean, it's just and then he punched out a few guys, but you were just wondering when Dusty was going to go get him because, you know, our biggest asset's the bullpen. Those guys in the pen, man, they can get it done. We got to get it to them with the lead.
It's, you know, Fromber's the guy who for years we talked about how things could get to him mentally and he could get shaken up. And then in 2020, it completely changed. And since then, we've seen pretty much a different version of Fromber. But when you get into a point where things are just going against you, the C&I single, the bloop, then you make an error like he did. How difficult, like, what do you do to try to center yourself or get back? What's going on in your mind? Surely that's happened to you at one point where the frustration level kind of boiled up.
Well, evidently, Fromber was trying really hard because it looked like he went in and changed cleats after the first inning. I don't know, get his mojo going or if he had brand new cleats on, which is the worst thing you could do is put on a brand new pair of spikes to go out there and pitch. Like getting a brand new pair of golf shoes and get to the course and find out you got to walk and you're done. So, you know, so, but it looked like he was trying and trying to figure it out. And, but again, it's, and now we're in a big predicament right now going into game three. It's a situation where obviously you have to win. You have to win the third game. You know, having Christian there, I look for him like John was saying, you know, you still, they win one game. They win game three, they're back in the series. And so they have to win that game. It was, let me draw my Rolodex here. I had game three guys, and when I was in New York, a must win. We went to Arizona and got knocked around really bad for two games. And then game three was super emotional because Mr. Steinbrenner brought back a lot of the police officers and firefighters and families who lost loved ones in 9/11. that was the famous game where you saw President Bush throw out the first pitch.
Oh, that was that game.
Yeah, that was that game, and an hour and a half leading up to it, I might have had three or four staff members, including Joe Torre, my manager, come up and look at me and say, "Hey, I need you tonight." And I said, "I got you, Skip." And Mr. Steinbrenner came in a little more authoritative, you know, like, I brought you here for a reason. I still remember, you know, I can still, so I'm telling you guys the story, I can still see it. But, it was a game where I couldn't go out and have a hiccup. You know, you can't go out and give up a 2-3 run homer early, really try and get momentum on your side. They're going to have to do that. They played well up in Arlington, so we'll see what happens. But the key will be for me to watch is Scherzer. I mean, Max is going to, you know, you're hearing everybody's saying all the right things, but I don't care how many simulated innings you throw, it's still not like getting on the mound in game three, of a monster playoff type situation. So if he gets 3 innings in, I think they would be happy without doing anything, and I look for him to throw more breaking balls than fastballs. Max gets out over his front knee very violently. I tease people, even though he's a workhorse, he's a throwback. He's one of those guys that when he's totally healthy and he's going good, you don't even want to think about coming to get the ball out of his hand in the seventh inning. So this will be interesting to see how it goes, but just hoping Javier comes out and he's on, big time on, and gives our offense a chance to click.
Sure, it'd be nice to jump out to a lead. And, you know, putting Jordan back in the three hole, because that's where, you know, that's where he, how about after just a dismal game one, he comes back and he's like, Dusty did reveal that he was ill the other night. So that probably had something to do with it. But Raj, one of the positive, how do you pitch to Jordan right now? How do you throw him anything?
Well, they were trying to challenge him, which is, you know, like I said, Ivaldi, I don't think that, he went like 6 innings, 9 punchies, but in that situation, he's got such a big lead, he's going to challenge him up, didn't get it up high enough, and he crushed that one. Chapman's was just a get-me-over slider, thank you very much, and he went out and got that. You can see that he extended, which guys usually lose a little power when they adjust their body in the angle that he had on that, and he obviously still strong enough to get it out of any ballpark, and he roasted that one. So they got him going again, so I hope it now, and like you said, hopefully feels 100%, and they get him going again, so it'll be interesting to see how Max attacks him. Max got a lot of movement on both sides of the plate, so it should be, that'll be a fun matchup to watch, but it's obviously, when you talk about must wins, this is, when people talk about must wins, this is a must win. You have to win game three.
Roger Clemens brought to you by John Daspit here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You give Eovaldi more credit or blame the Astros for that bases loaded, a nobody out situation where they scored nothing?
Eovaldi was, when you talk about key moments, that was the key moment. And I think there might have been an error mixed in there somewhere.
Yep.
And that's what great frontline top level pitchers do. You know, we're trained. I talk about it all the time to the younger pitchers that you're a professional pitcher and you're paid to do this. And you keep your other guy's name out of the paper for answering for, you know, somebody kicking the ball. I can't tell you how many times somebody kicked one behind me and you just lock in right there. You know, you're good enough to get 4 outs. You're trained to do that. And you might not get 5 outs, but you can get 4, and he did that. And, you know, that was a big moment. I really was feeling good how that inning was coming about, and I thought it was going to be a massive crooked number, and we'd chase him out of the game right there, but it didn't happen.
Yeah, it's disappointing when that doesn't happen. I thought he made, you know, just great pitches, but right now the Astros, so take us through when you are on the road as a team, as a unit, and you go on the road, maybe you've struggled at home. How does this, or maybe you're coming back home after getting beat, what's the mindset, what are the conversations that you're having as a teammate with other teammates? Is it all baseball? Is there anything psychological? Or do you try to stay away from baseball? What's that like to deal with that pressure?
Yeah, no, I think it's, you know, the guys have been there and done that. And, you know, like I said, they know what they're up against now. But, yeah, guys are, you know, guys are just talking about how they're, you know, how they're pitching guys, how they feel about, you know, what kind of stuff we have. But, you know, that's what's going to, that's going to be the biggest thing when, Javier warms up. He's going to know what his stuff is. And Maldi, when he catches him, he's going to know. I mean, again, there's been, you know, I could just draw off experience. There's been a handful of times when I came here at my advanced age at home to pitch, and Osmus and I left the bullpen, and I was not, you know, spot on at all. I was a little lethargic. My arm was underwater, if you will, a little bit. And you know, Osmus is looking at me, man, this is going to be a short night, or is this going to be brutal? And I would just look at him and say, hey, you know, wait till we get out to the main mound in front of the fans, you know, and we'll get going here. Let me get going out there just a little bit and start clicking. But we're still going with my best stuff. I want to go with my best stuff until you force me to change. Now, all that changes when I walk out to the mound in the first inning. I got a 4-0 lead. I mean, Baldy, now he can throw anything at any time, which is common these days anyway. But he can challenge Jordan up in the zone, solo, you know, solo shot doesn't hurt you. Bregman's solo shot really doesn't hurt you, still up 5-2. And then you start bearing down, and then, like I said, he got in that jam. I had the luxury of having Tom Seaver as a teammate in Boston when I was young, and Steve told me how important the first inning it was for momentum. The fourth inning's super important because you're seeing the meat of the lineup a second time. And understand that if you pitch 6-7 innings in a game, you're going to have at least two really tough situations that you're going to have to pitch yourself out of. Maybe three. He always said three because he said if you get out of two out of the three, you're probably going to win the game. Baldy got out of that massive spot right there, no doubt about it. And you know what? Our guys may have been a little over-aggressive, but that's their approach.
So Roger Clemens with us, brought to you by John Daspit this morning here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Let's go back to that Osmus comment. Osmus is telling you, hey, this is just could be a short. That's like a caddy telling a guy, oh, your swing sucks today. tell Osmus shut up. Or what did you tell him?
He would just take a deep breath and look at me. And we're coming through the gate in the bullpen. He'd just take a deep breath and like, we called each other babes. Me and Osmus and Baggy and babes, man. You know, I don't know. And I go, just give me a little time. I just got loose. Give me a little time, babes. We're going to be fine. And then we get to the mound and get going. It was, you know, it was no different than that 18-inning game, and they got crazy. You know, so I was like, it was on a short day's rest, and Gar looked at me and said, hey, if we play 20 innings, then you're it. So good luck.
Yeah, when you come in relief, oh well, you got to do it. You got to do what you got to do. I thought the crowd yesterday was good. I mean, Minute Maid, you know, it can get really dead. It's a different kind of crowd. It ain't like up in the Northeast. That's a different way they go about it, a little bit different. But I was there yesterday, Roger, and I got to tell you, it was really good, and that's something different here.
I thought obviously early the energy was there. The first inning, second inning, not much. It was kind of dead, and then it got going again, and I love it when everybody gets out of their seats in crucial moments. But they, you know, everybody loves their Astros right now, and like I said, I cannot count the dudes out, man. They've been in this situation before. If they win tomorrow, they're back in it, and then we're going to see who starts pressing a little bit.
Yep. But you've seen it up close plenty of times before, and let's hope. That's cool, though. Mr. Steinbrenner came up, and he would tell you, hey, this is why I brought you here. Be good.
Yeah,
Don't suck today.
It was that game was super emotional. I really had to keep my emotions in check. The president being there with bulletproof vest on came out. Game three was a massive game, and he threw a perfect strike in front of the world. I was actually in the bullpen with our pitching coach, Mel Stoudemire. I stopped warming up, and Mel said, what's going on? I said, turn around. I want to watch this. This place is going to light up like a Christmas tree. You could see snipers on top of the stadium. There's silhouettes there. But, about an hour before the game, before I was getting ready to go warm up, Mr. Steinbrenner came through, and I was actually in the trainer's room doing my 3-pound cuff weights to get my shoulder loose. And, you know, he goes, I brought you here for a damn reason. And I go, yes, sir, boss, I got you. And then tying my shoes into my locker, and here comes Joe Torre, and I see Skip, and I stand up, and, you know, we call Torre the Godfather, and Joe goes, I need you tonight, and I said, I got you, Skip. He goes, no, I really need you, and he leaned in and kissed me on one cheek, was going to kiss me on the other. I said, no, don't do that. I don't want a horse head in my bed. tomorrow.
Let's give you a kiss.
You know,
it could be. He might have been telling, hey, whoever I kiss, that's who you got to take
out. I don't know that we
out.
Even talked about you being there during the time of 9/11. I mean, that's
Yeah, it's probably the tragedy that happened, what came about it, guys. I've told it a few times. It's probably the, you know, it supersedes my 24 years of playing in the majors. It was, any of your listeners, like I said, if they served or have family that served, I tip my cap and thank you to all y'all. You know, I had a brother, lost my oldest brother served in Vietnam. I had five uncles that served. But what came of that, my agents went to high school with General Myers, our four-star general at the time, and General Myers called me and asked me to go to the Middle East after all that settled down to see our men and women. And in about 7 days, we saw, I don't know, 14, 15,000 of our troops. And the Pentagon had printed up a bunch of photos and a bunch of Major League bases I signed on our way over. And it was just, I was just so proud to be an American and see how our military men and women were and how all in they were to protect us so somebody, you know, like myself could feel safe on a center stage on a mound in front of 55,000 people. It was just, it was really cool. My mom said to keep a good journal. I need to write it down, and so I have it so the boys and everybody can it down the road.
That's awesome. That is great stuff. That's Roger Clemens with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Day off tomorrow, and we will talk to him again on Thursday as we look at Javier. And by the way, you might forget, Javier was the guy. They were down 2-1 to the Phillies, and Javier had to come out after McCullers got lit up in Philadelphia, and he had to go throw a no-hitter in Philly. So he's been on a big stage in a tough situation when they had to have a game, and they had to have that game last year in the World Series.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
So this may be the guy that you want on the mound, especially the way he threw it last time out. He hadn't had a great season, but maybe this is the guy that, well, they call him Reptile because he's cold blooded.
You know, this is it. You make up for a rough year with a phenomenal performance, and that's what people remember.
Yep. Great stuff as always, Roger, man. We really appreciate it. That's bringing tingles to talking about that 9/11 stuff that you went through. That's cool. Yep. That is great stuff. Really appreciate it, man, and we will talk to you again on Thursday.
You got it, man. Buckle up for the first couple innings again.
Let's go.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to take a lead, that's for sure, to give him some something to work with, that's for sure. All right. We appreciate it. Roger Clemens, brought to you by John Daspit, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, everybody. It's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.